listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to today's edition of the Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusively here on RBN. This is Dr. Kelly, your host, and let me turn the sign around. I'm live on air, coming to you from Kings Beach, California. And today's show, I'm going to be cleaning clocks so well that they're not even going to be able to go cuckoo when we're finished here today. This is 9/18/2021, September 18th, 2021. It is high noon, and it is hanging time in Texas. They do such wonderful work. They set a wonderful example. They are obviously, I guess, under the providence and protection of the wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Yeah, you love Handel's Messiah. And actually, it's incredible that Handel water music, the fireworks music, to stimulate both halves of your brain to work together. And I pray that the Lord would just shatter at the roots that curse, that spirit of slumber, little s, that spirit of fear. That spirit of slumber makes your eyes not work and your ears not hear. Eyes that don't see and ears that don't hear are very dangerous. You know, that's why you get a little safety test and quiz and instruction and certificates before you can touch a wrench, okay? And love those folks that haven't yet been taught. You need to seek out your mentors and knock. Continue knocking. It's not housekeeping. It's not room service. It's, can you help me? Will you do this work? Are you single-minded? Are you a soldier of Christ? What a week it's been. So, public notice again. Reb, do not call. Do not call with your foolishness and your babbling. And it leads to more ungodliness, as I shared in the scripture a week or two ago. Do not call. Close your mouth. Where did you forget, people? You have the right to remain silent. Look at the example of Jesus Christ remaining silent. Because every word you say, since only a man can say, can and will be used against you in a court of law. And I don't want to have to come out there and drop in on the biggest mountain, Arapaho Basin, and clamp my hands over your pie hole at the finish line, after the finish line. I'll try not to crash through it, but sometimes that happens too. That's just the hazards of doing what we do, what I do. Okay. Doing my homework, I'll be getting a current copy of the poll worker training manual for my new county, Placer, and I will be updating you once I study that book, the current one. Apparently, according to Monica J. and 99.1 FM Talk Next Door News, I think that she listed nearly 20 counties in this republic that are utilizing the dang dome, what did I call it? Dominion. Yeah, we're separating the inflection. Dominion. Apparently, that's going on. And so I'm pointing 10 fingers of shame at every man and woman who put their hand in it, who had a say in it, who swore the oath and then turned your back on it. You're an infidel. You're worse than someone that does not care for their family. You're worse than an infidel. You're worse than someone who does not instruct and admonish your family. So, it's time for the grand jury to reawaken. I was fortunate to get to pop over and do a show for Next Door, Pahrump Freedom Radio, Nevada Republic Radio, and I think it was might even have been a live streamed with all these newfangled things. And yes, I'm making a mockery of the prince of the power of the air, and you're free to air satellite. Ugh. Anyway, the most important things that I'm going to discuss here, and I'll cover the entire oceans, the whole waterfront, all the way down to Antarctica. And yes, I do want to visit. How intriguing that the first man set foot on that beautiful glacier, the ultimate ice and snow cap, huh? And back in the 1800s, not till, I don't know, 1820, 1830. And I did read of Norwegian explorers going to explore the land. How exciting. How epic. To be continued. All right, back to the Grand Jury reawakening and your most important functions. Hear me. If you're a good man, if you're a combat veteran, we need you. I need to learn from you. You need to teach others and give up the goods. The most important thing that we have in common, those of you service men and women, you peace officers, you officers of the court, clerk, judge, don't be playing let's mix together the gel or the ledge. That's an acronym, J-E-L or L-E-J. What do those three things stand for? Well, let's use our imagination here today. Legislative, executive, judicial. Why would some man muddy the waters, complicate his life, and bear false witness as a court executive officer slash clerk of the court? Whoa! Okay, why would someone occupy an office of a sheriff? That's the, you know, that's the man or woman with the gun. The coroner, that is who autographs the death certificate, and the public administrator, I think they're better when they serve as the marshal and the sheriff and do those duties. Anyway, that's in my perfect world, not the sin-cursed fallen earth where we suffer the shame and the guilt of our founding mother and father, you know, Adam and Eve. So simple, so straightforward, so referenced. Anyway, my favorite oath, and I'm not a code decipherer, but 888-934 govern the grand jury in the California counties. The grand juror's oath, my favorite, I do solemnly swear before God, if the Quakers and the Amish, Mennonite, those kind of folks, they affirm. They do solemnly affirm. Back to me. I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and of the state of California and all laws made pursuant to and in conformity therewith. Will diligently inquire into and true presentment make of all public offenses against the people of the state committed or triable within this county, of which the grand jury shall have or can obtain legal evidence. Further, I will not disclose any evidence brought before the grand jury, nor anything which I or any other grand juror may say, nor the manner in which I or any other grand juror may have voted on any matter before the grand jury. I will keep the charge that will be given to me by the court, California Penal Code 911. How about that? That is the tremendous compassion and patience and sense of humor that the good Lord has. And right below that, in the training manual, Thomas Jefferson wrote and said these words: "I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform them," meaning good men and women. There are plenty of things to do. Super important that the grand jury does reawaken. My 17 neighbor counties in the Nevada Republic need to wake up. It's in this training manual that it's in your state constitution. The corollary, California Article 1, Section 23, and again, Penal Code 888. How'd you like 3/8 to show up on your little screen? Don't vote electronically. The main points: to apply, you want to get in early, March or April. You can't have any felonies. You've got to speak English, and you need to live in the particular county for 1 year prior to your service and your application. You apply. There's an interview or two, usually during April, May. June is when it's winding down because it's on a fiscal calendar, not a calendar. It's on a starts July 1 to the following year's June 30. So, for example, this year they got in there July 1st, and they continue on until June 30th of 2022. So, once again, this is how you serve your people. The only public function that you will observe so that the integrity of the investigation is not compromised. And so all these blabbermouths, kooks, these whiners, gossipers, talebearers, stupid storytellers, stupid stinking storytellers, it's not your place. Study to be quiet and show yourself approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what your mouth is for, and hopefully you'll be using it that way. Super important here, we're going to wind down into the break, and I'm going to come back with the best grand jury news coming out of Texas once again. Now, these things happen because of lots of sweat and tears and hopefully not bloodshed. I'm not into the criminal grand jury aspect. Obviously, I wasn't meant to be serving there or to see or know those things. In Los Angeles, because of their huge population, 10 million people, they've got a 23-member civil grand jury. And their criminal grand jury convenes each month. Every 30 days, 12 times a year, there is a criminal grand jury being seated down in Los Angeles County. Now, when I served up here, there was some nut that murdered somebody with a crossbow, somebody else with a handgun or whatever. Fortunately, I was not interfered with or distracted or summoned to serve in that capacity, and I'm grateful for it. The best part of the grand jury is the government watchdog function. Cities, counties, schools, libraries, special districts, those are cemeteries, park and rec. And remember, even the dog catcher has to swear the oath before you get your paycheck. So does a poll worker. See you on the other side of this break. This is Dr. Kelly, the Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusive property of RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Father, hear my prayer. I need the perfect words, words that he will hear, and know they're straight from you. I don't know what to say. I only know it hurts to see my only friend slowly fade away. So maybe this time I'll speak the words of life with your fire in my eyes. But that old familiar fear is tearing at my words. What am I so afraid of? 'Cause here I go again, talking about the rain and mulling over things that won't live past today. And as I dance around the truth, time is not as grim. This might be my last chance to tell him that you love him. Here I go again. Here I go again. Lord, you love him so. You gave your only son. If he will just believe, he will never die. But how then will he know? But he has never heard. Lord, he has never seen mirrored in my life. So maybe this time I'll speak the words of life with your fire in my eyes. But that old familiar fear is tearing at my words. What am I so afraid of? 'Cause here I go again, talking about the rain and mulling over things that won't live past today. And as I dance around the truth, time is not his friend. This might be my last chance to tell him that you love him. But here I go again. Here I go. Here I go.
This is it. Here I go again. You know, talking about what isn't critical to the condition of your soul, your precious soul. That's what matters. Now, last weekend, it would have been my pleasure and my privilege to talk about Philippe Petit. I got the hardcover book from the local public library, and his High Wire Walk Between the Twin Towers. Now, this was 1974, and there were some hideous things going on. There were some bad men. I don't know. I was like, 10 years old. It was still going to be another 5 years before I was an assistant scuba instructor and certified scuba diver. That was in 79 when I was 15. So this young man, in his brilliance, called his project. He had a little box of projects and pictures and had been studying the Twin Towers, and this man walked a high wire between the Notre Dame Cathedral Towers, because he is so very French. And this man rigged up and high wire walked between two pillars of the bridge in Sydney, Australia. And I could see the Sydney Opera House in the background, and those were designed after kitty cat ears, the Norwegian forest kitty, the veggie specifically, if you notice things in creation, in livestock, in agriculture. Those are where the best designs are. Noah's Ark is still being used at those proportions for the great seagoing vessels of our day. Philippe Petit, thank you for your words and your attitude, allowing you to get to that altitude by not allowing even a negative thought, because he knows he can't afford that luxury, and neither can you. So get schooled, get grounded. I am super blessed that I have Pilgrim Radio, and I've been considering seminary and Bible college for a decade. And now I have 20 or so different courses, lectures, preachers, pastors, speakers, Elizabeth Elliot, Amy Carmichael, and their material, their words that they wrote in a book. And so I do have access to incredible mentors. When I first read the indictment out of Richardson, Texas, and all that, now you got a great pastor, I'm right, and he plays guitar. So there. See you after this break. Bottom of the hour.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand, where my home shall be eternal. Beulah kind of homesick for a country where I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore.
Yeah, I'm kind of homesick in those countries too, and I got my bag packed, and the label says Beulah Land, and pastor's wife, Sister Katrina, man, she can sing it and play the piano. too. Some kids called it the piñano. Pretty sweet. Love that. The precious posterity. Those heritage, those inheritance that the good Lord gives us. So critical to teach them the treasures, like the brother says, rather than the fleeting pleasures that just leave you feeling hungry and emptier than you were before. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. And when you call or write your local county grand jury and you have a good foreman, that's the only one authorized to speak to members of the public on behalf of the grand jury, they will get you in touch with in a great setting here. Sometimes they'll have an editorial committee. Sometimes they'll have a coordinator or a secretary and other people to get in touch with. So get their physical address, get their mailing address, and most importantly, the telephone number, not, but the fax number, the facsimile number. And when you ask politely, you can, or per your request, dear so-and-so, the following information is being provided to you. So for the Los Angeles County Grand Jury, happens to be in the Criminal Courts Building, and the Riverside County Grand Jury. And so you too can reach out in writing by or invoice, and get your hands on the materials, do the right thing, or don't do anything at all. If you want to do it the best way, the good way, the right way, if you want to choose the good, right answer every single time, we're going to look to Texas again. Now, this just came out Wednesday last week, Wednesday morning. I guess this operation... Pardon me. So this investigation operation doesn't even have, that I've noticed yet, because I don't have the actual sealed indictment in front of me yet. But we're going to get it, and I'm going to go over it for you on this show because it's critical. Texas, don't mess with or in or around Texas. This is a reporter named Valerie Gonzalez, and one of her pen names is Val, V-A-L, Val, on the border. And this was a story from apparently the Daily Caller, article number 12, because I'm given credit, September 15, 2021. And this is a federal sealed indictment. It's out there somewhere. Don't know the numbers yet. Don't know anything else than other than what I'm going to tell you. And I would just really love to read the whole thing. It's pretty short and sweet. Pretty deadly. Pretty silent but deadly. So this investigation began sometime in June of 2020. And unfortunately, these things take time and opportunity to do their trouble. And so it takes lots of sweat and tears and either a handful of extremely dedicated, single-minded, hardworking men and women, or a big group in a short time. For example, this were 20 other agencies, and there were 19 people involved in this particular arrest. So, Wednesday morning, federal officials reported that they performed, served, executed several search warrants. This is in Starr County, Texas. And the arrests included the Justice of the Peace in Star. It's either Star, S-T-A-R, or Stark County. Got it on a Newsline verbal feed, so electronically. Anyway, so Stark County Justice of the Peace was also arrested with some 19 other people. This was a drug-related conspiracy. And this update includes these 20 other agencies, and the man in charge was a Richard Sanchez. The DEA, just basically everybody, I guess he's the assistant, somebody or other in charge. 20 other federal, state, local agencies, the FBI, the Migra, the Border Patrol, the Customs, Homeland Security. Anyway, they weren't able to mess it up, because typically what happens in Texas is the Texas Rangers order these other federal, state, local agencies to do their jobs. Like they ordered the FBI to do their job in the Jordan case from 2018. Okay, here we go. Back to this. So, yeah, boy, Wednesday morning. Bet they weren't just expecting to put the trash out. And they put the trash out, all right. So the seizures included in the execution performance service of the search warrants included 660 pounds of death amphetamine. Some people call it methamphetamine. Meth is death. Apparently 6,600 pounds. So you got all the sixes in there. Okay. 6,600 pounds of cannabis. And here's the killer. Here's the kicker. Nearly 2 pounds of the evil fentanyl, which, by the way, read it on the show, out of the Merck Index, patented and invented here in these United States. And it was cool because as the story was being read, there was about $100,000 in cash in the seizure. And then it goes on to another items list, somewhere around 18 vehicles, somewhere around 19 arms. So sound like everybody had a gun. And then somebody overheard 3 flash bangs during the raid near Eisenhower Road. It's just odd, you know, that they throw that in, little their stupid NLP crap. Anyway, and then later in the report it says, and then cash was seized in an unknown amount. So, let's see. Rio Grande City, FBI, Homeland Security, and the police department, and there are probably more arrests coming. So, once again, got to get that document in my hand. Probably going to get cussed out and hung up on, and really don't care. That's what I went through to get the Jordan sealed indictment. Yeah, got to get this and read it to the people, because that's what's important. These are the facts. This is what needs to be focused on so it can be made right, if at all possible. You know, the reason that Jesus didn't come last night is because of the mercy and the just the compassion and the permitting of people to get right. So thank God. Got another day. Use it right. And thank you again. Every man and woman involved in this, getting these toxic people and their toxic actions and their toxic words and their toxic writings, getting them, let them choose, you know, do you want a lethal injection since you brought your own? That B-Y-O-L, bring your own lethal injection. Boy, that was an odd Freudian, not a slip at all. And this is the good example. Take somebody in Texas out for a gluten-free pizza, grilled cheese, maybe a gluten-free beer, and get her done. There was a great book, Kelly Z. Mordecai, The Fourth Hidden Branch, talked all about the grand jury. And I thought the whole thing was fact. They got a section called Future Perfect Fiction or something like that. And oh, I got all excited. And then, you know, it was his perfect world. And so I'm grateful to have that be out there, you know, as a reference. You can speak to the man. He doesn't play around. He uses it as a, you know, sometimes you got to use it as the shield. And when your city council members, all the way up to your board of supervisors, planning commission, all these kooks on the payroll, a huge percentage, I mean, you're paying their way. They're your public servants. They're public employees. They're oath-bound. And all that other stuff is between them and who they swore the oath before. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is our business. But what those, it's a man or a woman with a name and a title. And you start there. Don't go getting into the wilderness, stick to what is real. Your man, your land, your property. A long word, three syllables, property. What's proper to you and what's proper to me? You do have the right to be let alone, and that's got that God-given right to privacy, to peace. And I respect your privacy, so keep it to yourself. If you do have the document of the trial by jury for the Maxka Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Laura Jordan, trial by jury. I remember hearing it was the end of February, now 2019. And let me get that into the archives here on RBN so that others can see with eyes that see and hear with ears that hear, and do the right thing, having a good example. So I'm grateful that we have Texas as a good example. But if people don't get up off their boopty and get it done, it won't happen. And so this will be the greatest time when you serve, because guess what? You don't talk about local crap because you don't want to give the impression that you're endorsing it. And you certainly don't want some idiots running around saying, I proved my process and Dr. Kelly knows it. You know, don't use my property. Don't use my name. You're not authorized. I didn't approve of that message. What your process did prove is that a lot of people are easily misled because they're double, triple-minded, rather than the single-minded man being stable in all his ways They are the tossed about, the tossies. Toss this way, toss that way. No, because somebody tossed you a treat and it wasn't good. It was some GMO crap and it messed you up. So ask for forgiveness from the people that you wronged because you didn't fix your, you didn't tune it up before you sent it out. You didn't check the ship for seaworthiness before you launched it. You sent your message in a cracked bottle. It never made it to the destination. So this is the time to do it right, make it right. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening on Republic Broadcasting Network exclusively. I'll see you on the other side of this break and support it. Mail your goodies to the station. Call Sam. That's the call that we're taking on this break. Call Sam and donate.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We'll be right back.
Years with a Blitzkrieg. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm going to wind down the show with a couple of readings, Book of Joshua, and then Revelation. It is so simple. People get furious. Too bad. Here's your warning. Joshua, the Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua wrote, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." It is never Jesus plus anything. It's Jesus, period. And then Revelation 22, picking up at verse 18. "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." And there was another reference where if they added to it, they would be added to plagues that aren't even yet written in this book. That's a good, harsh lesson. Pay attention. Do the good thing and the right thing, or do nothing at all. Yngwie wrote a great song. "You don't remember. I'll never forget." You don't remember. I'll never forget. I can certainly sin not when I'm angry. It's the choice. It's the action. It's the move. And the golf ball is on your putting green. So it's going to take precision and training to get it in there, since you didn't get the hole in one. Or maybe you did. Maybe you do. Those are wonderful when they occur. But most of the time, you're going to work with your hands and you're going to complete the task and the chore, and you're going to love the fact and work for the Creator who made all these good things. This has been the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly. Thank you for supporting RBN, and I will see you in a week, 7 days, I sure hope. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You can't!